What's that smell? Smells like freedom. Welcome.
We're back.
We are back. And slightly worse than ever.
Always.
Always.
A little bit more worse for wear.
Yeah, a little worse. worse than wear. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what I have to say. The good people of this nation, it matters what they have to say.
This episode is brought to you by Budweiser.
Pardon us.
I'll try to keep the rants to a minimum.
I mean, it is... Oh. If you...
So if you caught the last episode and you've got concerns that I'm some, you know,
Nazi
closet fucking commie, I'm not. It was just a rant. And to be honest with you, I don't even remember what I said.
Because contrary to popular belief, we don't re-listen to episodes.
Yeah,
I
feel like I need to, though, just to see what I said. But just take it for face value. It was a rant and I thought
nothing
comical
more.
And that was it. Again, couldn't tell you what I said, something about a database and then writing laws. And I think the laws was about like,
yeah, you're becoming a lawmaker now.
And, yeah.
Common sense reform.
I barely have time to post on our Facebook. You think I got time to write laws? Get out of here, people.
That's actually pretty funny that you say that though. Like I put up a post today and you know, I'd apologize to the listeners, but like, let's face it. You know, we're there. You guys post probably more than we do lately, and we thank you for
Thanks
that.
Thanks for picking up the slack.
Yeah. I literally made a post today, and I was like, man, get the dope. Sorry.
Get it together, John.
Knock the dust off of it. I can't even. It's not even
funny. Clean up the cobwebs.
Yeah, yeah. I posted to all platforms. Peddling our shit.
Yeah.
Not gonna
lie. I mean, if you guys want to check out some
Father's Day's coming,
Smells Like Freedom gear, head on over to itsmellslikefreedom.com. We've got a vast array of clothes in all shapes and sizes and colors.
Literally.
But seriously, like, if you guys don't want to buy something, that's fine. But at least check it out and give us some feedback. If you see something in there that you're like, oh, well, you know, this
would be cool on a hoodie.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Give us some feedback. I mean, obviously, ideally, I want you guys to buy our shit. But if it's not in the price range or just not something you think you would wear, we appreciate the feedback. You can blast us on the Smells Like Freedom podcast group or send us a message on either our Instagram or the page itself or post it to the page. I don't care.
And I would say, at least as far as pricing goes, because I know that's a big one for a lot of people, like, we did a lot of research beforehand, and our prices are very much in line with most of the other, you know, shows or entities or whatever, like, in our space, like, $20-$25. Like, that's what you're going to pay for a shirt. If you go to a store, that's what you're going to pay for a shirt.
Now, that being said, if we get an overwhelming messages that they're too expensive, we'll see what we can do to drop those prices
down. Yeah, and the way that we're doing it, we've got options. I mean, we could be more flexible.
Yeah.
And just to, you know, kind of take the, you know, shroud off of it, you know, like, we are trying to offer better quality clothes at a good price.
Yeah.
So, yes, if prices need to be a little bit lower so that you can still enjoy our stuff, like, we're all for that. Or if we offer kind of a mix of, here's this shirt, right? It's a great shirt, great quality, this price. We offer a little bit lesser quality but still decent for, like, a little bit lower price point. We can do that, too. It just comes
down. We're not going to change the quality of the shirts till we can order them and get them in ourselves so we can put eyes and hands on.
Right. I don't want to like offer subpar. I mean, we said that from the beginning. We're not going to offer subpar quality just to say our name is on it.
Right.
So
I'd rather have a $20 shirt out there that's worth $20 than $15 shirt that's worth $5.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys want Gildan, then you might want to get your little irons out and go to Joann's and make your own shirts because if you want to wear cardboard, good on you.
If you want Gildan's, let us know and I will create a cardboard section. It'll come in a big old box that might be the shirt.
I feel like we've talked about this. I don't know whether it was on the show or not, but like they are the worst shirt. you could ever get.
And to an extent...
And there's grades of Gildan.
Yeah.
I mean, just like any of the brands.
There are grades of Gildan. Some of them are much better than the other. But of course, you know, if you're trying to just make some inexpensive shirts, whether it's for an event... by the way, I'm going to plug a little event here.
Which we also need to re-plug on our show, as, it, which as we all, it's now we getting a lot repeatedly. Sooner. Or on our podcast.
July 14th, join us out at Jacksonville Beach.
I'm sorry. Did you catch any of that?
I did. That's why I didn't want to
stop. I'm just
going
to sit back here real quick and sip my beer.
You can go ahead and have another one, John. July 14th out at Jacksonville Beach is the Beaches Freedom Fest. Smells Like Freedom will be set up. Intermittently, we'll do some shows. Maybe we'll do a few lives. We'll have some shirts there for sale, and we'll have our POS system there. So if you see a shirt that you can see in person but might not necessarily be for sale, you can order it right there. We're going to do our best to try and have a bunch of different shirts there so you guys can look at them, see them, feel them, order them. Because let's be real, who wants to walk around a festival with a shirt anyways? It's easier to just order it.
But if you want to wear it and rep it, of course, yeah, we will
have quite a bit of them there for sale along with some other items, stickers and stuff like that.
Working on some hats currently.
Yep. And then July, I believe it's the 28th, is the Red, White, and Brew Freedom 5K Run. We will also be there.
We talked about
October,
that bacon shenanigan.
The Beaches Oktoberfest, we'll have a booth there as well. So... if you
pretty booked out through the year.
Yeah. Till the fall, we're pretty booked up with our day jobs and then doing all this stuff on the side and some other things. We've got some stuff in the works with Northeast Florida Vet for Vets. I'm going to be meeting with their executive PR guy. His name's, producer, I don't know, whatever. He's an exec of their PR. But he's a pretty good guy. We're going to be meeting with him. Maybe we'll have him on the show and kind of work on some little one-off areas. I don't want to put out too much out there because we still have to talk about it and kind of get the deets from him on how he wants to help us integrate into their system.
If you're not aware, gang, I happen to hear things on the show before we actually talk about it.
Shocker!
Again, if you caught last episode.
Yeah, sometimes things just happen. But yeah, for sure, go to itsmellslikefreedom.com, head over to our Instagram page, our Facebook page, like it, share it, let us know what you think. Come out and check out the Beaches Freedom Fest. Have a beer, watch a show. They're going to have a whole bunch of
It's an all-day event, too. It's just you get in and literally you walk around, you do whatever you want to.
There's going
to
be shows. We'll have Strike Force for sale. Again, shameless plug, if you guys have ever tried it or want to,
definitely AFL shameless plug.
Adam 6921 will save you 20% on every order of the delicious Strike Force. Hashtag kick the can.
Have we talked about sponsorship yet with them?
We haven't.
We really need to.
We discussed how like that code kind of helps because it saves everyone 20%.
I mean, I get it.
But, you know, I feel like once at least one of our listeners goes on and buys it, then we can talk to them about sponsorship. But we got a whole lot of listens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't want to... If I wanted to talk to this slob on air...
Who, me?
Right, I mean... we can talk anytime. If I wanted to broadcast our conversations for nobody to hear them, we could do that at any time.
Yeah.
But if you guys like what you hear, which from what we've understood since November, y'all love it. You like it. Just fucking help support the show.
Love.
Yes. I mean, and you guys have done a really great job since we kind
of
started that group
a
couple months ago.
Those of you that have gone on and bought stuff and or not even bought stuff, but you're posting in the post.
Yeah. And it's not all about the money. I mean, we've said that from the beginning. Yes. Money does help. Yeah, I mean, it helps better, bigger things. It helps, you know, down the line, hopefully, like, we'll upgrade, obviously, like, equipment and have more options. So if we do want multiple guests, we'll have multiple stations and have it work the way it's supposed to. But, I mean, right now, I think it, you know, it sounds great for what it is. Yep. And, I mean, you know, minimal investment on the equipment side, of course. Yeah. And everyone, again, is A-okay with it. And buy a show, leave a donation, because I'm not going to turn that shit down.
Yeah, and I implore you guys, go to the website and let us know what you think. If you have design ideas, whether it's on the shirts or the site itself, let us know. We're not saying that our site's the bee's knees. It's 100%. Like, we're down for criticisms if you guys have it.
And our site's literally been live for, what, 2 months maybe?
Tops.
At the most.
Yeah, so. I would say solid a month. I mean, maybe two. But
we'll say two. For the sake of argument, we'll say two. But anyway,
yeah.
So moving forward,
got a little bit of news.
Live local late breaking. We've got a new story that we're going to cover right now, and that is actually going to be about Florida concealed weapons permits being revoked up to approximately 300 because some lazy asshole couldn't get into her computer. Yes.
Couldn't log in.
If you are familiar with, even if you're not familiar with Florida, you've probably heard Florida in the news all the time because all those wacky, weird stories of like, Florida man.
Yeah, they only happen in Florida.
It only happens in Florida. So this lady decided to, you know, lock herself out of her computer, and she's actually in charge of doing the background checks and processing the licensures. Well, guess what? She let 300 slip by because she couldn't know her password and chose not to get IT or whoever. It's a government entity. So she probably waited quite some time.
I'm sure a simple phone call would have remedied that situation.
Right. But she said, you know, I got to go on a lunch break. Let's just run it. You're a felon. No big deal. So
you got it.
I don't know how you check that. I personally would say, hey, as much as I know, so I've still got it. And again, it's 300 out of what? Thousands of people.
275,000 applications in that position.
I'm sure, you know, someone is one of those 300, but
for those of you that are
there's no checkable database.
Yeah. I mean, for those of you that are going to sit there and just check
don't
and
give
be
me
like,
that look.
Oh, my. Well, look.
Like, are you done talking?
No. That wasn't that. I was trying to formulate what I was going to say. Don't be a dick. For those of you that aren't going to read the article, apparently what spurned the investigation was they had a record drop in appeals to have their licenses pushed through.
Yeah.
And I guess that was odd for them. They're used to a certain percentage being like, oh, you denied me. Fuck off. Give me back my, I want my gun rights. And that didn't happen. So they were like,
bitch, you got my fingerprints.
Yeah. They were like, that's weird. And that's when they found that 300 erroneous approvals had happened, and I'm sure that lady's quite fired.
Probably. I had the article pulled up, and of course, it is not where it was before.
Of course not.
Moving on, we don't have to spend too much time on that anyway, because it's really kind of a dead issue. Like, if you're one of those people, maybe they'll notify you, maybe they won't. Yeah. If they know it's 300 people, hopefully they have your fucking contact information. Like, let's just be real. Another thing that's going on right now, totally flip-flopping conversations, is E3. I'm not a big gamer. I know, like, you're kind of pseudo into it. I mean, we've played Battlefield now and then.
Which, I mean, it'd be nice to pick up the old, dust off the old sticks.
Well, I was going to say, in my mind, I'm way more into being a gamer than, like, what happens
than
in real life.
Than actual practice.
Got every console you could think of. Most of the games that come out, never turn it on.
Yep.
Makes a great Blu-ray player, I will say. it's not as dead.
It's great
as
for
you,
the
It's
apps.
Not as dead as you think. Blu-ray still exists. But E3 is going on. I am kind of excited because I like to just, again, even though I don't get to play as often as I want to, there's been some really cool game announcements. One of them is called Anthem. I don't know if you've seen it. Mm-hmm. There's a 4-minute like walkthrough of the game.
Ooh.
It's badass. You know Titanfall?
Yeah.
So you get to be this mech. You get to be different mechs that have different abilities, but the graphics are insane. You just use this mech to destroy, I think, other mechs and monsters. But you get to fly. So you can fly. That's got like rockets. You can actually be flying, go underwater, still come up. It's legit. I think it doesn't come out until February. Yeah.
We'll have to link it on the site.
We'll link it on the site. But from what I've seen so far, because I think it's only been Microsoft today and then maybe E3, Electronic Arts, EA.
Yeah.
Was like yesterday or something. But some of the games are pretty cool. So I'm hoping for, I've got a Switch. Yeah, I know. Like,
ooh, it's for kids.
Like, it's pretty cool for what it is.
Yeah. But I still wish Nintendo would just
Smash Brothers.
They're
going to announce hopefully the like release date. Smash Brothers has always been like that's for me. Nintendo's that's the game to get.
Oh yeah.
And plus on a Switch, like I can take that shit anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's not like crippled.
What
like,
if
the
you
DS.
Could play online? Like if I happen to get a Switch, if we could kind of just,
I mean,
battle royale.
I mean, we could play like Mario Kart, but the way that they have their online service set up, like you could play directly through the console, but for features like chat and stuff, you use like an iPhone app. Yeah, it's super weird. Like. You set the iPhone app down and play the game, and then that acts as like a
buffer or go between.
Something, yeah. I'm like, why not
that's
just build
weird.
It into the console?
Yeah,
like,
does the console not have a microphone?
I feel like it does because the DS had a microphone.
Yeah.
Because there used to be a game that would like, there was a balloon and you'd have to like blow into the microphone to like keep it afloat. I would assume there's a microphone, but it's one of those things. Like, Nintendo has a lot of really badass ideas.
There's a lot of drawbacks, and it's just because I feel like whoever's in charge of their implementation
Well, Call of Duty,
department.
Like, we thought this new Call of Duty, what it was, is it Black Ops 4, maybe it was the
sure.
most recent? We'll say that's what was announced, like, maybe not even a month ago, everyone was like, man, that's going to be badass when it comes to the Switch. No Switch. They confirmed we're not doing it for the Switch. I don't know whether it's Nintendo saying like, oh, we don't want mature games or... But like to be able to take an actual Call of Duty game, and again, you're not going to get the same graphics, even right. though it's 1080p. But like the hard, like the graphics processor, yeah. it's probably nowhere near an Xbox, right? But like that would be awesome to have on the go.
That'd be dope.
But even make a chintzy version where it's like, ah, it's not going to be as great visually, but do the job. But maybe they don't want to do half-assed shit.
You know what game I'm super excited for? Battlefield 5.
I haven't read anything about it.
So, Battlefield 5 takes place World War II. And
shocker.
Yeah.
Battlefield 5, World War II.
But I'm sure it's going to be much better than Call of Duty's World War II, because that seemed awfully lackluster. But hey, everything,
I was all in on those Call of Duties way back in the day. And then every game looked pretty much played the exact Ghost, same.
Like, Call of Duty Ghost on, turn me off. I won't pick
now
it up
you're now. Like a what is it like
now
a
you're
future
like a super soldier super, suit
yeah here's this exoskeleton
you're
yeah.
running on walls yeah. and I was like I'm over
and
it
and here's the thing like I actually thought it was a cool idea. I mean you had to change something because again better graphics better this like at the end of the day like Call of Duty's Call of Duty and I know that's your bread and butter but at the same time like you're just saying like
there's
Blackout
just so
1
much
and Blackout 2
gun.
And Blackout 3 and Blackout 4 like when are you actually going to change it up? So that was a cool idea. But again, like, it was the same exact shit. Whereas you got me in Battlefield, remember?
Yeah.
I was like, I've heard about
and
it.
You and I watched like, it once and you're like, oh,
graphics
shit.
Graphics are sick. You can jump into vehicles.
You can watch the bullet drop yep. across the map. Yep. Like, you have to actually adjust your range and your Kentucky windaging and this and that. And, like, I'm so stoked for Battlefield 5. It looks like they have put an extreme amount of effort into the campaign. So for those of you that played Battlefield 1, there is, I wouldn't say a lengthy campaign, but if you limit yourself to small little sessions, it could take you four or five sessions to beat the campaign, and you kind of learn the game as it goes. But it seems as though with Battlefield 5 taking place in World War II, they're adding more intricacies to the game and a longer campaign, so you have like a squad of people, NPCs, non-playable characters, that go with you and... As you progress and you unlock things, you can unlock them for your particular playing style. So if you're more of a, like, creep through the shadows and shoot them in the face from 1,000 yards, you can help tailor your team to that. If you're a runner-gunner, you can tailor your team to that. And if I prefer to use a tank over this vehicle, I'll unlock specific stuff for the tank or for the plane. And a lot of those unlocks will carry over into the multiplayer mode. So I'm super stoked. They've got male and female characters. Apparently a lot of unlockables. So when the first trailer landed, it was a chick with like one arm and like a weird hook thing on her other arm. And
I'm actually trying to look at it right now, and it's saying that it's a dark and emotional undertone.
Yeah, well, and everyone was super upset. They were like, well, there wouldn't have been, you know, one-armed chicks fighting in World War II. And
well, guess what, friends? This game's made in 2018.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, so Battlefield kind of released a statement. They said, hey, we do our best to try and be as historically accurate as we can, especially for specific battles and stuff like that. You know, contrary to popular belief, there were females in there. No, not to the extent of we're allowing females. Essentially, like if you were a chick and you wanted to play as a chick character, you can. They want it to be as inclusive and as historically accurate as they can. At the end of the day, something's going to have to give. And I'm kind of okay with Battlefield giving way to allow more customization to the characters. Because I love customizing the characters. I think that's just... It makes it a little bit more fun, a little bit more like, you know.
Than just
maybe
being
that's
like
me in World War II fucking jumping out of a plane and into a tank and just fucking shit up.
Yeah, because I mean, if you think about it, you've got a lot of these games where, well, Call of Duty is one of them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I played, like, there's not a whole lot of customizing. Like, you can do your loadouts and stuff like that, but I don't think you could really, and I'm sure someone will correct me if we're wrong, but I don't think you can really customize your character all that much.
No.
And I mean, even if you look at some of these new games that are super popular, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Fortnite, right? Like everyone I know is playing Fortnite.
Yeah, that's all I hear
about. What's the other one? I've got it on my phone. PUBG, yeah. Like,
but even PUBG,
don't some of those just like give you some random person?
I think so.
Yeah.
Even PUBG, like that's kind of fallen off the map ever since Fortnite blew up. And there was another game I saw a trailer for on the old Book of Faces, and it seemed... I think it was like Den of Wolves or something like that, where you parachute in and like you have to contest with like wildlife and wolves on top of like other players. Yeah. And all I could think of was too late to the gravy train for PUBG. And they just added other shit that can kill you. Well, because
isn't PUBG, don't you fly in a parachute? Oh, yeah,
you get, you parachute in, and then you have to collect up your supplies and get to rally points to get other supplies. And roam
for 30 minutes before you actually see somebody.
Yeah. But then the map, like, condenses down. And, of course, it was just a cinematic trailer. But it seemed very reminiscent. Like, a super polished PUBG with wolves that will kill you. So on top of having to, like, fight people with guns... I have to make sure that a wolf's not going to fucking eat me. I don't know if I'm okay with that.
Very reminiscent of a Tomb Raider.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. It was a cinematic preview. Don't get me wrong, it looked great, the cinematic trailer anyways. And we'll try and toss some of these trailers up there on the old Facebook and Instagrams for you people.
And on top of that, most of the trailers, at least that I saw, as far as the graphics are concerned, like, pretty awesome. I mean... Yeah. You know, again, I probably will never, I'll never play like a second of them unless I buy it like usual. And then I'll be like, this is really cool. And then an hour passes and it sits there and collects dust all the time. But on top of that, how about movie trailers? Because we know, you know, like to incorporate movie trailers in here. The barkeep is at it again. If you hear any of this clicking, clanking shit in the background. But have you seen the trailer for... The new Halloween?
You would ask me a question when I'm on the
other side. I would.
Where's the...
I'm just waiting for Nancy to get back here.
Where's the bottle opener guy?
In my pocket.
It's right here. Oh. Sunglasses, twist tops. These ones are.
Stand by. This is real life here.
That's cool. They'll wait. I mean, or they won't.
Or we'll edit it.
Okay. We don't edit it.
Why would we start now?
Right?
But yeah, so... The new Halloween trailer came out.
Looks pretty dope.
It does. So you've got, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis, who looks as...
Old as dirt?
I was going to say, as rough as ever. She's been gray for 30 years. She's probably 40. No, she's definitely not. But speaking of 40, I guess, what is it? 40 years later, right?
Something like that,
the original's from 76, 78, something like that. So, yeah, I mean, if you guys are interested in, like, that genre, I mean, who knows? Like, all these movies have been overdone 1,000 times. I think the cool part about it is it's not a remake. It's literally a continuation. They show her... The
continuation of the first one.
Basically shooting shit up, saying, like, I just want to kill this bastard. And they show him at prison, which, of course, they don't show his face, which, like, we'll I get it. That, yeah, I mean, they may. And then they expose the mask. I won't tell too much, but, I mean, it seemed kind of suspenseful. It looked pretty awesome. Spider-Man, though. I don't know if you're a real Spider-Man fan, but Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, made by Sony, so not necessarily made by Marvel.
Yeah, it's kind of animated one.
Yeah, it's kind of an extension of like that universe, but
yeah.
I thought the animation was pretty cool because it was very definitely not stop motion, but you can kind of tell like the way they did it was like computer animated yet comic book.
Oh, for sure.
Something, I don't know. But some of the scenes look pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Where that new, I don't know, little Spanish kid, Mariano or Marcel or whatever, he becomes like another version of Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like I don't know. That universe.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That's all I can say is we'll see.
I do have one question about a movie that's a little bit older. Have you ever seen the movie Sicario?
I know what it is, but I've never watched it.
So I recommend finding it. It used to be on Amazon Prime. As a watchable movie, but I think they took it off just as a cycling out. It's worth watching. Sicario 2 drops June 29th.
Isn't that with
Benicio... that guy.
Benicio Del Toro, yeah.
But
was he in the first one?
Yep. So the main reason why I watched it, or the first time I ever heard about it, is actually one of the guys I went through Canine's Warriors with is an extra in that movie. And he has more screen time in the second one. So, like, I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's like, oh, shit, I know that guy.
I'm trying to think because there was one lady who was in the first one, like, pretty popular actress. Isn't mm-hmm. she, like, British, I think?
I think so.
I can't think of her name. But I'm assuming she's probably not in the second
one. I would not imagine so, the way
she killed?
She was not.
Okay.
She was, however, given some options. Probably not making another appearance.
You stay, you die. You leave, I'll find you anyway, you'll die.
Kind of like that, all yeah. Right.
I know one of the last times that I know we're going down this real rabbit hole of movies and TV shows, and that's A-okay with me. Ozark. I still haven't caught up on it, but did you ever
watch a couple more?
I did not. I got on my Arrested Development. I told you I was going to get on Arrested Development, and that's where I ended.
You know, I
was so happy. Like, they made a comeback. They, of course, they're doing what, like, most of those Netflix shows now are doing, where they'll split the season.
Yeah.
So it's like 8 or 9, and then whatever. And then they decide to do the rest. Yeah. Which, I mean, I'm okay with. At least you get it sprinkled through the year.
Yeah.
You know? Like, some shows where they'll do, you know, they'll come out in the fall, and then they'll have, you know, another season and a hiatus. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So on Netflix, where it's a little less traditional, couple here, couple there.
I know we talked about it last episode, how I hadn't really seen any of the Arrested Developments. I did watch a few. Relatively comical. Nice little 21-minute episodes on the old flicks of nets.
Did you... What season? You started at one. Okay.
Yeah.
So...
I'm on episode like 3 or 4.
Okay. So it's been a while since I really rewatched from the beginning, but... It's still funny, but I think it's one of those shows where it's like, once you really get a feel for the characters, like once you get like the first season, it's like, I don't know. I think it's a
real hoot, friend. Oh, do you now?
Just going to hold on to my microphone just like this.
Get some better audio.
Well, I'm just looking at the, you know, the spikes here and there. And of course, like yours is always looking like somebody's EKG and mine, unless I go like this.
If that's my EKG, I don't want it. What the fuck is that? Deadass bug?
Can't even keep a clean makeshift studio, you know?
Sometimes you just gotta kill bugs, John.
So, tell us about your day. Didn't you go shooting?
I did. It was, Sunday gun day. Gotta have it.
For some of us.
Yep. I mean, some people gotta work. It's a sad, sad truth.
I had to have a little swig,
add some fuel to the tank, if you will. went down to the Ancient City shooting range and had a hoot of a time, man. Me and two others went down there and just had a good time. Probably burned through, I'm doing some math, so bear with us here.
Yeah,
math is not my strong suit. Burnt through about 300 rounds on, my AR. And I would say probably in total, between the three of us on pistols, probably about 300 or 400 rounds. And it was just nice casual shooting, getting back behind the gun, you know, re-familiarization with it, just having a good
behind the gun.
Yeah, just having a good ammo dump day. But the way Ancient City's set up is pretty cool. They've got
Annie.
They've one lane that's specifically for holster work, so if you wanted to practice drawing from your holster and shooting, you can. They've got quite a few bays for pistol work that you can have 3 or 4 people on each bay, and then some rifle range, and it's a pretty nice setup. It's a little price. Oof, sorry. It's a little pricey.
Well, we are super throwing out all the stops tonight. We are super professional.
Depending on who you talk to and which
level. We're watching mariachis over here.
Which tier of membership you get, it can be a little pricey. They do a pretty decent veterans discount, so any who's active or former military definitely helps out on the price there. But they've got some good shit going on. They've got classes. They've got some pneumatic targets, and it's a pretty good setup. Didn't have any of those typical, like, range douchebags there. For anyone who goes to, like, indoor ranges, there's always that one safety just malingering around that's like, hey, don't do that.
Got to earn their keep.
You can't fire that fast.
Yeah, but yet they come up behind you to, like, spook you and then have you fuck up
bitch,
anyway.
I've got a loaded gun and I'm shooting. Right. Like, don't touch me.
You fucking geese, get back behind the glass.
They've got 3 hardcore rules in Ancient City, and that's all of the guns are always pointed downrange. When they're not in your hand getting ready to fire, they all have to be unloaded and locked to the rear. And treat every gun as if it's loaded. And that's like a pretty
self-explanatory
one. Everyone should always treat every gun like it's loaded. But overall, it was really good, and it didn't matter how fast you fired, so long as you were still being accurate and not shooting too low so it would ricochet over the berm, or not shooting straight over the berm. They didn't give a fuck, and I had a blast. It was just a great day. Now I just have to, unfortunately, clean a whole bunch of guns, and that's the only downside. It's pretty methodic, kind of therapeutic, if you will. It's just...
I told you, I've got a couple you could clean.
But, yeah. I mean, it was, for a low, low price,
I was
John,
shut down, and that's fine with me.
I mean, John, I know you're not gay, but $20 is $20.
No. Just no. So I'm trying to...
Would you quit holding your microphone like it's a snow cone?
Because I feel like I'm hunched over here. So what I was going to talk about, I was just trying to find some deets, some old details. Trump.
What about him?
Isn't today the day of, like, him meeting Kim Jong-un?
Or am I too early? Soon. I think you're a little early. That's what she said.
What's today? The 10th? Maybe he's ramping up. I don't know. I feel like I saw something where he arrived in, like, Singapore and was, like, getting ready to get that going, but...
Maybe it's tomorrow.
Could be tomorrow. Who knows? Aren't they on a different time thing? Are they ahead?
I
think they're ahead.
I think they might be. No, they'd be behind. Or, I don't know. I don't know. I don't live in Korea.
Okay. All right. But I will say, among all that, you've got a couple celebrities that got hung up on celebratorism. That's a thing.
I'm gonna need you to expand on that, John.
All right. It was a bad joke. Either way, I made up a word. That didn't help. But some suicides in old Hollywood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Is this new? For real?
It is to me. I honestly don't watch the news that often.
Okay.
When I do hunt for the news, it's more
well,
of a show.
I don't watch the news. I hear it through the grapevine.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The old jabberoonie.
Do you know Anthony Bourdain?
I've heard that an individual named Anthony Bourdain killed himself.
Yep. He was pretty popular on, like, CNN, Travel Channel. Like,
didn't
I mean,
he,
if
like,
you
eat a bunch of food? He was like a food tester.
I think
he
would go find like weird rare food or something like that. But yeah, he hung himself.
Wasn't that like in Paris and now they're having troubles like getting the body back or
something like that.
Yeah.
Huh. And then Kate Spade, the designer Kate Spade.
What did she design?
I mean, she's like up there with like Coach and Michael Kors kind of stuff. It's like, I'm guessing purses and wallets and stuff like that.
Overpriced garbage, probably.
Yeah, but what's interesting is apparently she left a suicide note for her daughter. What a nice gal. She was married, and apparently the dude that she was married to, his brother is David Spade, the comedian.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's actually where her last name comes from.
Okay.
Or came from. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what was interesting about that case is I don't think they've yet revealed, like, the suicide note, or if it did, it went to, like, different media sources, and it was this big thing of, like, oh, like, the husband was, like, of course, like, super disrespectful, why would you, which I get, like, but, hey, like, you're a celebrity, and they're going to leak that shit. Yeah. Now, I know you obviously didn't know that she was going to do that, but, unfortunately, like, that's
all
the price you pay. Yep. One person
to find her first, snap a photo, and be like, highest bidder.
Yep. And on top of that, like, some of the stuff that I've heard and read was, so they sold kind of like the empire, right? The brand of Kate Spade some years ago. Okay. They sold it. She made $30 million, upwards of $30 million. But apparently when she sold it to like Liz Claiborne brands or whatever.
Okay.
That's how she got that money. Then apparently semi-recently, Liz Claiborne sold it to Coach for over $2 billion.
Jesus.
And she didn't see a penny of it because she
she'd already sold it.
Yeah. So
she killed herself because she didn't make it.
I mean,
much.
I don't know, but like
an awfully
good
convenient
reason to be sick of life.
And
I mean,
don't get me wrong. Any individual who suffers suicidal ideation.
Oh, I mean, I'm not trying to make light of it.
But I will say, like, if it was over the money, like, you still got $30 million.
Yeah. And I don't know, again, like, I'm the worst with, like, the facts, but, like, I don't know if it was, like, yesterday or, you know what I mean, how soon that sale could have been a couple years ago. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, something like that, if something's going to push you, right, like, that might have been it. But at the same time, like, that could show
you
where these people, these celebrities, well, but think about the lifestyle, you know what I mean? She lived on Park Avenue, like, in probably one of the biggest places there, I would assume. Park Avenue is one of the wealthiest places in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure her place was millions of dollars. Again, yeah. I don't know how and much,
probably
but like
not paid off because most, almost no celebrities will actually just pay off
right,
while they have
because
the money.
They move and buy other houses, so they're not going to essentially have to worry about getting their money back.
It
either.
Just kills me. I mean, it's as simple as if someone walked up and was like, "Hey, Adam, here's $10 million." The first thing I would do is put it in a high yield account, 5%. So I'm getting $500,000 a year. Dividends.
Yep.
I could live quite comfortably on a tenth of that. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's
my
the thing.
$10 million.
You can. These celebrities with these high profile yeah. lifestyles, your $1 million homes, your vehicles, your services,
parties,
your legal fees. Yeah, I mean, that isn't going to last.
Cocaine's not cheap, man.
Yeah. Christmas in July.
Hey.
But I mean, look at the players, right? We talk about like NFL. Well, we used to. No one cares anymore. But
because it's not NFL season.
Yeah. But you've got, you know, all
Come
the money
on,
that they make.
Pats.
Even though they're still taking home quite a bit. But like, think of all the people they're playing are paying. Like their teams, their legal teams, their yeah. fucking cars and
trainers.
Yeah. I mean, taxes if they pay them. Nicolas Cage, you know. You know about that, right?
No.
You know who Nicolas Cage is.
I know who Nicolas Cage is, yes.
So that's why he does all those like real shit movies right now because
he does
tax evasion. Oh, yeah, for sure. And then you got gaunt Johnny Depp, who's kind of in the same boat, like spent
Didn't
shit
he,
tons
like,
of money.
Didn't he go off the deep end?
Well, apparently he's like...
poor as shit.
What? Yeah, with like the divorce and all that kind of yeah. stuff. Spent tons of money on dumb... Oh, I need this, you know, $5 million picture in my house or whatever. And now, you know, didn't pay what he needed to pay. And they're saying, like, he's either doing a role, but they can't confirm the role, or he's, like, deathly ill. Because there's pictures of him on the internet posing with fans, and he's literally skin and bones.
Yeah.
Skin and bones. So not like he just looks like he's had a rough bender.
Meth man.
He's, oh, like, pale. Like, the skin's, like, sagging off his yeah. face. So
I wouldn't be surprised if he was doing a role. He was definitely one of those in-depth method actors. But... I mean,
like Triple D?
Well, look at like
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Look at like Christian Bale.
I like how you skipped over it. You're like, I don't know who that is.
I mean, I do, but I don't know. What I had come to mind was Christian Bale in the movie The Mechanic.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculously skinny, and then he immediately beefed the fuck up for Batman. It was like, bro, the shit you're putting your body through is not healthy.
I'm trying to find you a picture here. Again, I know it's an audio show, but too bad.
That's cool. We'll wait.
You want to see it? Listeners, look it up. Or I'll post it. All right.
This is the best I can find.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely kind of a...
I mean, there's better ones yeah. than that. But, yeah. I mean, look, definitely. People also search for Johnny Depp sick. You know, if only you had a couple mil, you know? Oh, wait. You did. You did.
I thought you were talking to me. I didn't.
Right.
And if I did, where'd it go?
I'm looking for a couple dollars.
It was a hell of a weekend. A
couple million. But where am I?
What is going on? Who are you?
I'm John. Nice to meet you.
What are we doing here?
apparently, we're kind of watching... What is this?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I only watched
James it. Had never seen it.
A couple episodes.
It's actually a pretty good show. Maybe you should catch up on the Ozarks.
Okay, I'll pencil that in.
I mean...
I'll pencil in the Ozarks. I'll
you've got all
try
this
to finish
time.
The rest of development.
You've got 2 days off a week.
Yep, okay.
As does everyone else. And we're all pretty busy. Just saying.
Correct. I'm trying to run an empire. I don't have the time for Netflix. Lunch breaks only.
Yeah.
And sometimes that doesn't even work.
Nope.
I feel like this is just kind of like a nice, chill little episode we got going on.
It's a little hard.
We've probably...
Or late.
Excuse me?
Nothing. I probably shouldn't have said that.
It's okay. We'll edit it in post. Just kidding.
Yeah, no, we won't.
Anyway.
But yeah, off the topic of work. Because work never makes anybody happy. Unless you're working for yourself.
And even that, people complain a whole fucking shit ton.
Oh, absolutely. I would complain.
It's the American way.
That I would complain a lot up until I hit a point of making a fuck ton of money. And then I would just hire people and tell them to shut up. I don't want to hear them complain.
And then you shut up suicide. And make
my money. I would not.
Spend all the money.
I would spend the
I
money
I can see you
smart.
As a give up kind of guy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably would just load up my flamethrower and burn that motherfucker down.
How's that coming anyway?
I have it. Okay. I just haven't
Through any flames.
I mean, between time and figuring out where to do it legally so I don't get arrested. But I do have it.
So if you're listening, one day, maybe before 2019.
If you've got some space that you don't mind.
If you live in the Northeast Florida area and you don't mind shit setting on fire and you have the proper.
Like if you're trying to do a bonfire, let me come start it and make a promo video.
I don't think anyone's doing any bonfires because it's 100 fucking degrees outside.
God damn. I don't know, John. Maybe I'll move to Montana where it's not 100 degrees. Or not Montana,
yeah,
Minnesota.
But I was about to say, doesn't that go up and down in Montana?
Yeah, but I feel like Minnesota's pretty temperate. Or maybe a Dakota or two. I don't know.
I mean, probably nowhere nowadays with this friggin' global warming.
Global warming?
It's all a myth. It's not
it's
real.
Hot as fuck. Real quick, did you hear
that? Yeah, real quick. Sure.
Before the episode ends.
Oh, we're fine. This little rant here.
Microsoft is putting some of their data centers underwater.
I heard something about them dropping a data center in the water, and I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, so, you know, they go into it on...
Sounds like pollution, but
how
hey,
big a data center is, and I don't know. Well, they built, like, this special engineered capsule, and there's, like, a holster that they put in the ocean, or lake, or whatever.
Sounds legit.
Because they spend so much money to cool data centers that... They put it in this capsule and put it in the water, and it keeps the electronics cooler, and they don't have to pay for it. And they're estimating that capsule will be able to stay submerged for 5 years before it has to come out and, like,
be refreshed.
Be cleaned and refreshed and all that. I think it's a neat idea. I mean, it sounds odd. Of course, there's a whole shit ton of things that could go wrong with it, but, like,
well, like
kudos on
when
being
something
innovative.
Goes down, what are they, diving and, like, going,
oh, for sure.
It's I don't know. I feel like there's more upkeep with that than not.
I feel like
you're throwing a capsule
I feel like
full
it's a
set of
it and forget it. Like if the capsule is built properly and the connection
so,
is secured properly.
But what is it running? Like is it their like cloud servers? Like what
I
data is on there?
They didn't release what data is going into it.
And what kind of fucking network is that on?
I don't know.
Like you know what I mean? Like
I mean I trust me,
I can't get Wi-Fi. Like at McDonald's to work, yeah. And like, oh, we're gonna control OneDrive.
Can't get my Wi-Fi here to work.
That, you know, 2,000 feet below sea level.
Yeah, but hey, it looked like it was right off the coast, and more power to them. They're trying to think of unique ways to do shit.
Yeah, because Windows sucks.
Windows does suck for sure. But the innovativeness, I was like, oh, cool. And then I immediately thought, I was like, well, if they put enough of those in there, don't get me wrong, like the ocean's big. But that bitch is going to be pushing off some heat. It's going to fucking kill some shit in
right.
the ocean.
So that's the thing. So what are the
what if
what
a whale
the
swims
reverse
up and
effect?
It's like, and eats up a data center.
Is that what they sound like?
No,
or is that when you're, you know. Anyway.
Pick up, Johnny boy.
Don't you worry about me, fella.
I don't worry about you, John.
We don't need to talk about my problems on a live show.
But yeah, long story short, fuck Microsoft.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess what I'm thinking is it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, this is a really innovative idea, but we're trying to save on cooling costs. Do you know how much money that company has?
Oh, an exorbitant amount of money.
Like your retail stores literally don't have anybody in them except the people who work there.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever walked by a Microsoft store
and they
super busy.
They have to be hemorrhaging money. Like, you have to be. I mean, if your business, right, is, like, you're Microsoft, you have Windows, which, I mean, even at their little events, I think last month, I want to say, like, Windows now is, like, it's a thing. It's not their core business because, like, no one gives a shit. Windows as its operating system is literally just a part of everything that they're doing now because,
yeah.
You know, they've got their own products, like they've got their Surfaces and they've got their Surface laptops and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Windows is just like another notch in the bedpost now because they know that they can't invest all of that time and money into just their operating system. They need to expand and be relevant. But I'm just saying, like, some of the stuff I've seen from them, like, that's forward thinking, like some of the AR stuff and that HoloLens kind of thing that they came out with, like, that's really cool stuff. But at what point do you, at least on the retail side of things, be like,
cut, sling load, and just shut them down?
Yeah. I mean, I'm no economist, but like, literally any Microsoft store I've ever walked past in any mall
has only ever had,
it's just employees one or two chilling.
Yeah.
Like, are you surviving strictly on your Xbox sales? I would just go to Best Buy or Target or Walmart or anywhere and buy my stuff there.
Go to GameStop, get rewards.
Yeah. Yeah. GameStop. So, I don't know.
I mean, I'm no business strategist.
I said economist. I don't know which word is better.
I mean,
I'm just throwing it out there. I gave it a try.
But to each their own. I'm definitely not pro Windows. Although I do like Xbox. That's
which is essentially a Windows machine now. Right. Isn't it running like a version of Windows?
I think so.
Mine's probably not because I don't think it's been powering on in about a year and a half.
Have to run some updates on it, John.
Always updates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is a good place to call it quits.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
All right. I'm Adam.
And I'm John.
and this is Smells Like Freedom. Have a good evening, kids.
Have fun.
Good night. Bye. Don't let Michael Myers slice your fucking guts out. Oh, no.